God the Father is concerned about getting sinners saved. The heart of the Bible message is gospel, the good news of salvation provided in grace to guilty sinners. Moreover, it is the gospel of God, for it recounts what He has done and is doing to bring people to Christ and to make sinners into saints by repentance and faith. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, is concerned about getting sinners saved. That is why He was born of a virgin mother and lived in a human body here on earth. He said it Himself, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." He suffered death on the cross, was buried, and rose from death on the third day in order that sinners might be saved. God the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, is concerned about getting sinners saved. He has come into the world at the request of the Son and the commission of the Father to make sinners into saints by the application of the merits of the atoning death of Jesus. Jesus said of Him, "When He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on Me. Of righteousness, because I go to My Father and ye see Me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Now, this is the fifth in a series of studies reviewing Bible teaching concerning conviction of sin. We have already noted the agent of religious conviction is the Holy Spirit of God. We have learned also that the subjects in which He convicts men are sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, let us study the purpose of conviction, which is the conversion of the person who is doing wrong. God is committed to saving sinners. All three persons of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit, are committed to getting poor, lost sinners saved. Some Bible scholars teach that the very purpose of creation was salvation. Now, while it is impossible to know the mind of God in areas where He has not revealed it, we can be sure that salvation is a major concern of God. You see, God planned the way of redemption from the beginning. Jesus Christ stood as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The redeemed were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Redemption was not a second thought nor sudden plan with God. Before God created Calvary's hill, He had planned Calvary's cross. And through all of human history, God has been involved in perfecting the way for the salvation of sinners. He is committed to saving sinners. And God saves those sinners who come to Him in repentance and faith. Now remember that mankind was made with a power of choice. God made man capable of obeying or disobeying the divine will. That is why the Garden of Eden had many trees of which man might freely eat, and one tree of which he was forbidden to eat. There is no virtue in doing right if there is no possibility of doing wrong. And so God placed the first humans in a place where obedience to God was by the act of their own wills, not by the mere force of circumstances. Man failed. He purposefully and knowingly disobeyed God. He became a sinner as a consequence of that act and was cut off from God. And henceforth, man could come to God only by God's initiative in grace. Now, God has been pleased to call all men and to accept those who respond to His call by repentance of sin and faith in Jesus Christ. You see, God accepts all who come to Him in repentance and faith. The problem is that mankind is depraved and does not want to come to God. Jesus said, "Ye will not come to Me that you might have life." The sinner cannot find God. The problem is not that God is hiding from the sinner, but that the sinner does not want to come. Therefore, God has taken the initiative to bring sinners to Himself. He appeals to them by the conviction of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's agent to bring sinners to the Savior. Now, through all of human history, the Spirit of God has been actively dealing with men. That is true of the Old Testament period as well as the New, and even today. In the days of Noah, men had departed from God to such an extent that God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So how did God deal with men in that condition? His divine spirit was striving with them, pointing out their sin and calling them to God. Men are not deserted by God because they sin, for God deals with sinners by convicting them of their guilt and inviting them to forgiveness. God's ministry with sinners is the same in every generation. Jesus said of the Holy Spirit, "When He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." The ministry of the Spirit of God did not change with the coming of the church age. He is still busy calling people to Christ. God uses many means in bringing men to salvation. He may speak through the influence of a godly Christian witness. He may speak through the written word of God. He may speak through providential circumstances of burdens or blessings. He may speak through the quiet inner testimony of conscience. But whatever means is used, God always speaks by His Holy Spirit to the hearts of men, calling them to Christ. Now, conviction of sin might take any of several different forms. Let's make a list of some of the ways conviction might be expressed. First, it might be unrest, in which one's inner spirit is in turmoil day and night. Second, it might be burden of soul, in which it seems a load too heavy to bear rest upon one's soul. Third, it might be an overactive memory in which the sin is constantly coming to mind and being relived in thoughts. Fourth, it might be the sting of conscience in which the remembrance brings a pricking in the heart from which one cannot be free. Fifth, it might be a feeling of terror in which one's awareness of sin is so great that it causes an emotional upheaval in the heart. And sixth, it might be a calm awareness that things are not right with God, and a desire in the heart that things be set at peace with Him. But whatever form it might take, conviction of sin is always the work of the Holy Spirit. And conviction is always to lead to conversion. The Holy Spirit convicts for the purpose of leading one to Christ for forgiveness. He receives no joy from man's misery. He makes a person uncomfortable in sin that he might be willing to leave his sin and respond in faith to the Savior. Now, how has the convicting ministry of the Holy Spirit been manifest in you? He has spoken to you. Even if you are not aware that that was what was happening, He has spoken to you. The sense of guilt, the feeling of shame, the spirit of regret, the desire for peace, the pricking of the conscience, those are ways the Spirit makes you aware of sin and directs you to the Savior. So do not resist His holy impressions. Be glad to be done with sin. Be blessed by meeting the Savior. Be relieved by removing the guilt. Turn from sin to God and be saved today. Father, how very gracious You are to seek us out in our sin. How continually gracious You are to return once and again by Your Spirit to call us to Christ. Thank You that this moment many are turning to Christ and are being born again by the Spirit of God. So let those numbers increase for Jesus' sake. Amen.